This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 57 for the week of March 9th, 2020. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Jason Keyes. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make LPS the amazing place that it is. We have a number of schools celebrating anniversary milestones this year, and the latest was Roper Elementary. It's been 25 years for the school in West Lincoln, and to mark the occasion, they held an open house event on March 1st. We were there, and we'll listen to some of the guest speakers in a few minutes. But first, let's see what's making news on LPS.org. We announced the winners of the annual Thank You Teacher contest on Thursday during a ceremony at the Governor's Mansion. You can read the winning nomination letters, check out photos from the event, and even watch video coverage from the big day. One warning, if you do watch, keep your Kleenex nearby. A fourth grade teacher from Human Elementary was honored for the creative ways she teaches Nebraska history to her students. Stacy Haney won the History Nebraska Excellence in Teaching Award. Congratulations, Stacy! And on our website, you also can find out which LPS students placed first at the Scholastic Arts Awards ceremony held in Omaha. 39 students earned a Gold Key Award with a chance to move on to the national competition. You'll also find photos of many of the winning pieces. As always, you can find all of this and much more on any one of our social media platforms.
There's a lot of great stuff going on this week. Actually, I think I just said that out of habit. There's not a lot of great stuff. Although
depends how you define great. Students would define this as great.
Students would define this as the greatest because it is spring break week. So, of course, our schools are closed, but offices are open. So if you still have business to do with LPS, we're here. Boys state basketball is going to be going on at the latter half of the week. They'll be using some LPS facilities. They'll be at Southeast and East. And then, of course, they'll also be at Devaney Center and Pinnacle Bank Arena. And then the week ends with district speech going on Saturday. And then we'll be into the fourth quarter. So kind of like the football game, you can hold your four fingers up in the air and
Let's finish strong.
That's right. That's what's going on this week, spring break week at Lincoln Public Schools. You can view our calendars up at lps.org/podcast.
Now let's listen in on Roper Elementary's 25th anniversary celebration. You'll hear from Don Mayhew from the Lincoln Board of Education, Lee, a Roper student, Joy Sitta, a retired Lincoln police officer, Tim Muggy, a former principal at Roper, and Cindy Williams, who has taught at Roper for 16 years and before that was president of the school's first PTO.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for joining us on this beautiful day as we celebrate 25 years of excellence at Roper Elementary. Huldah Roper was such an incredible force for the children in our community. From her work as a policewoman, which I think we're going to be hearing about in a couple of minutes, her role in starting the Seniors Home for Children, her efforts to start the juvenile court system. All of these things speak to her dedication to our community's children, especially our kids who have had some big challenges in their life. I have the honor of representing the Roper community on the school board, and like the school's namesake, Roper Elementary is dedicated to the growth and well-being of all of our children. That was true when the school first opened its doors in 1995, and it's true today. Lincoln can be very proud of the work that is happening in Roper's classrooms. So on behalf of the Lincoln Board of Education, I'd like to thank the students, staff, parents, and the community members who all play a role in making Roper Elementary a model of excellence, a school committed to meeting every child's unique academic, behavioral, social, and emotional needs. Go Rockets, and thank you very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Lane, and I hope you're enjoying this time, your walk through Roper. At this time, I would have introduced Joy Sitta, who is retired captain for the Lincoln Police Department. Captain Sitta is an expert on history of the Lincoln Police Department and has gathered a lot of information on Huldah Roper, from whom it is named.
Good afternoon. My name is Joy Sitta. I am a retired Lincoln police captain. I was with the police department here in Lincoln for 40 years, and I was most recently also the historian. So I have some information on Huldah Stanky Roper, of whom your school is named. In 1944, Huldah was a Lancaster County welfare caseworker. She attended a speech given by then Chief of Police, who would have been Joe Carroll. And he talked about the need for more police women on the department. Huldah was hired that year in 1944 to serve as a police officer, and later Huldah was promoted to detective. Your school, Roper Elementary, is named for Huldah Roper. So you might ask, why is that? Why would an elementary school be named for a police officer? Well, it's because of Huldah's love for children and her unwavering help that she gave to children here in Lincoln over her entire career and life. Huldah Roper was the 14th policewoman on the Lincoln Police Department. She also refused to carry a gun, even though repeatedly Chief Carroll tried to give her one. She would have none of it and continued to refuse to carry a gun, instead wanting to rely on her wits and her conversational ability to handle situations. Huldah Roper was a driving force for the betterment of children in Lincoln and is certainly a fitting name for your school. Congratulations on 25 years of Roper Elementary, and congratulations on being named after an outstanding, dedicated woman for children here in the Lincoln area.
In my mind, schools are much more than the brick and mortar that we are built out of. Schools are the kids who come every day and who work very, very hard. They are the parents who support their kids and their children's teachers every day, working in partnership with the school. And of course, they are the staff members who work very hard, teachers who work very hard, not only teaching reading and writing and math, but other skills.
There are so many stories that span 25 years, and anyone who knows me can attest to the fact that I love to share them. Roper started out as a medium-sized building with 15 classrooms, smaller gathering rooms, and not near enough bathrooms, to a school today that has more than doubled in size thanks to two additions. But Roper is way more than walls. It's a community, both educators and parents, that stood up and is still standing up to support the children that live in the greatest small town within Lincoln city limits. If you are here as a former staff or retired member of Roper staff, I say thank you. Thank you for being there from the past 25 years, supporting my children and the ones that followed as they learned and grew into the people they are now. If you are here as a student or a parent of a student who graced the halls and expanded Roper's great traditions, I say thank you. Thank you for being a part of Roper's story. You made it better for being here. If you are a student or a parent of a student now, I say thank you. Thank you for continuing the stories. I challenge you to walk proudly as a Roper Rocket. From the beginning has grown a wealth of great stories, and I can't wait to hear the new ones created in the next 25 years.
Well, I was at the Roper event, and that was a lot of fun. One of the things I really love about these school anniversary events is they bring together neighborhoods. You could just feel it when you were there. There was so much pride at Roper about it being their neighborhood school, and a lot of people there talking about they still remember so well 25 years ago what a big deal it was that they didn't have to walk so far or drive so far to a school, and that they could just walk, stay in their neighborhood.
I think a lot of times it's finally getting a school in an area of town is like a validation, like, hey,
yeah, definitely.
You know, we're here and we're part of town,
right?
We've got our own school, and it's something that everybody kind of centers around. So
yep, definitely.
If there's anything that you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with full links to our calendars at lps.org/podcast. If you'd like to subscribe and get notified every week when we put up a new episode, you can find us on your favorite service. We're on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And you can find links to all those also at lps.org/podcast. And that is all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.